The Israel Report with Rolly Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Good morning, Rolly Marks. How are you?
Well, talking about stormier weather, we have been smacked with a superstorm here. I think the one that we were meant to have 2 weeks ago is on Jewish time and only arrived this weekend. I thought I was going to blow away. And it's not because of all the talk about nookie and honey and all kinds of things that I'm hearing this morning before my second cup of coffee.
All right. Well, you just got to stay warm, right?
I'm staying warm. I'm speaking to you from, I think, under 75 layers of blankets here.
You think everything in Israel is fantastic. It's a superstorm. It's a fantastic weather. It's unbelievable today.
You are so full of it. 16.
It's an incredible wall. Yay!
So, Rowan, we're just talking about Herod.
Yes.
Who apparently used to pickle people in honey.
Only this maiden.
Only one particular maiden. But I believe you could.
Does he put them in a jar like pickled maidens?
Like wine and weed, you could pick.
Well, he
pickle
had to have
people.
Access apparently because he also committed necrophilia with her. For 7 years, he kept her in honey.
Why was
she dead?
Well, she must have had fabulous skin.
Yeah, honey is very good for the skin.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Eating it or smearing it over?
Smearing it.
You're going to start a crazy in Glen Hazel this weekend. Ro, tell us about weed and wine.
Well, this is quite incredible. We discuss very, very often the relevance of Zionism. Some people think because we have a state of Israel, we've fulfilled the Zionist dream. And, you know, Zionist sparks a lot of debate. For some, it's the dreaded Z word. For some, it's our national liberation movement. And for others, it's the actual practical Zionism. So in today's Israel that is so built and really, really thriving, how best can we attract the young people? And apparently, the best way is not only just to give Zionism a reboot, but to make it seriously sexy. So Israel's thriving wine industry is really starting to attract younger people, younger visitors, and a whole culture of its own. And the other is medical marijuana. So it looks like these two once maybe taboo subjects are really, really bringing the boys and the girls to the yard. There is a film called Holy Land, Holy Plant, and it looks at Israel's incredible breakthroughs in medical marijuana. Now, it's quite incredible here because if you're walking around Tel Aviv, there are so many doobie shops. It's quite fascinating. And like any good outfit, you can really accessorize with something quite fabulous. So it's very, very interesting to see how we're moving from, you know, the kibbutz ideal to the startup ideal to now getting perhaps fraught drunk and rolling up.
So, Ro, just explain to me, do you see an entire tourism niche for people with glaucoma?
It could be quite possible. You know, this is, you know, like some countries have their safari where you visit and you return looking 10 years younger and slightly refreshed. I'm not going to go into too many details, but
you come
I
back
think
from Israel, you can see again, and somehow your anxiety has left you.
Your anxiety has left you, and for some reason, you are really craving junk food.
Talking of people who may be craving things in Israel, Jamiroquai is heading in your direction.
Oh, nice.
This is so exciting. I mean, I didn't know that Jamiroquai was still together. I thought they'd fallen off the face of the earth. But, yeah, the Cat in the Hat. And I know some of you are thinking, the Cat in the Hat, what does Dr. Seuss have to do with Israel? But Jamiroquai was known in his time as the Cat in the Hat. You know, he performed in a variety of very cool and funky hats. But May the 2nd, kicking off the summer, you can watch Jamiroquai. So very, very exciting. And I think maybe you need your medical marijuana and your glass of wine to enjoy some of his outfits.
And to put up with his music.
I don't think his outfits are bad.
I don't like his music.
I love his music. I love his music. Jamiroquai, absolutely.
Where will he be performing?
He'll be performing in Tel Aviv. We're still waiting for the venue to be announced. But, May the 2nd, tickets are on sale.
Now, talking of things on sale, where is the new American embassy going to be?
That is a good question. I mean, there's been such a whole hullabaloo, but it is, or it will be, in West Jerusalem. So I think everybody needs to calm down. Perhaps they also need to come on a how to rid your anxiety visit and understand that while America
the Stoner's Guide to Jerusalem. Really?
Pardon?
The Stoner's Guide to Jerusalem.
Do you think that's what Pence is going to Israel?
Hi, what can I say?
Pence is arriving in Israel. Do you think he's coming just to try to get some of your weed?
I think after the last couple of months with his administration, perhaps he is.
And who's going to meet him if your prime minister's on his bromance in India?
I tell you, that is that bromance flourishing and going strong. Well, it will probably be the deputy foreign minister, Tsipi Hotoveli.
Because you have no deputy prime minister. You have no foreign minister.
Our foreign minister is our prime minister, and our foreign minister.
And your prime minister is also the deputy prime minister.
So that's why we have to have our deputy foreign minister, Tsipi, or our president meet the vice president of the USA. But I think Bibi's probably en route home from India and will make it in time to greet vice president Pence. But I tell you, it's been a week of bromance, Bollywood style. There's been
amazing
yoga. I think there's been long walks on the beach. There's been a lot of love shown to Netanyahu and the delegation.
Did you see that amazing video of him arriving at the parliament in Delhi?
Unbelievable.
The horses and the regalia.
It was incredible. And also, you know, to see him standing there solitary while they played the anthem, I thought it was very emotional. I did. I thought it was absolutely magnificent.
I just thought Modi looked so beautiful, and he's got a uniform. Bibi needs his own uniform. A suit and tie just doesn't do it. He looks very
MIT. Please don't encourage Howard, please. Please don't encourage.
Can't he wear a little kibbutz triangular hat?
Oh, stop it. Howard, just stop it. Rolien, that's where we have to leave it today. And we wish you a Shabbat Shalom. And stay safe and stay warm and have a wonderful Shabbos. And we'll catch up with you just after 5 p.m. on your afternoon with Howard Feldman on Monday.
Just one small question, just after 5:30 on your afternoon with Howard Feldman.
Does it keep changing or do I just keep getting it wrong?
I'm just going to take the diplomatic road and just plead the fifth.
Oh, okay. I don't mind being told that I'm wrong, really. Good weekend, Ro.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Bye.